That was very beautiful, San. The first was a short symphony called Conception by Orchidea, O-R-C-H-I-D-A-E. And the second song was Dear Patty by U.S. Girls. And the last song was I Knew Love by Sunflower Bean. And welcome back to CJSF. I'm Bernabe Martin. I'm Charlotte. We're talking about negotiation topics and how to use the skills into our real life to expand our networking and make us feel less awkward and nervous when we reach out to people. And you know, one of the biggest secrets in negotiation is this. The deal doesn't end when the contract is signed. The real negotiation, the relationship, starts after that. And the same thing applies to social life. We often think connection happens when we meet people, but actually, it happens when we remember them. Think about it. How many times have you met someone, had a great chat, exchanged contacts, and then nothing? It just fades into the digital void. No follow-up, no message, no warmth. And that's not because people don't care. It's because we don't know how to keep it warm. Well, professional negotiators always do something called a relationship follow-up. After the meeting, they send a short note, not a thank you template, but something specific. Hey, I really appreciate your point about X. It made me rethink how I approach Y. Simple, personal, real. The same trick works beautifully in everyday life. When you meet someone interesting, maybe at an event or online, send a short message within 24 hours. Not less nice to meet you, that's too cold. But try something like, hey, I really enjoyed hearing your thoughts on that topic. By the way, you mentioned you were working on blah, 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 and how's that going? You're not chasing attention. You're creating continual topics. And here's the thing. People remember how you make them feel, not what you say. If your message makes them feel seen, they will remember you for a long time. And that's why in negotiation and conversations, the best follow-ups aren't about deals. They are about connection. It's the same in friendships and professional circles. Maybe you saw an article that reminded you of something they said. Send it. Maybe you passed by a cafe that made you think of their story. Mentioned it. You're not networking. You're nurturing. You are saying, I still think of you. And that's one of the most powerful human signals. So next time you meet someone who inspires you, don't let it end there. Follow up with curiosity, add a little value, even just one thoughtful message can reopen the door months later. Because relationships don't grow by accident, they grow by attention. And if negotiation is about creating value, then social connection is about creating warmth. All right, let's continue with more beautiful songs.
Oh, ground where the apple falls. I pick up that seed and dig a hole, throw it back in. I don't yell at spring for coming back again. Buried under snow, I thought she was gone for sure. I don't curse the Lord that led me to your door. Sell the car, and I could buy a plane and take myself somewhere real far, or I could buy a chain and wrap it around my heart. I swear I'll never be the girl that he outsmarts. I could curse the blood that led me to your door.
Hello, welcome back. And that was the two beautiful songs we just heard. The first one called Tofu, which was a very interesting name, was written by Emma Jane. And the second song was Mad at Love by Rebecca Hawker, H-A-W-K-E-R. All right, welcome back to CJSF on the Burnaby Mountain, and I'm Charlotte. We're talking about how to use the negotiation skills or learn from the negotiation professionals and let those skills and mindset into our networking social life. So, you know, in negotiation, there's this powerful truth. People trust you more when you stop trying to be perfect. Let's say that again. People trust you more when you stop trying to be perfect. When negotiators walk into a room pretending they have all the answers, the other side feels tension. It becomes a competition of control. But when someone says, here's what I know, and here's what I've still figuring out, suddenly the tone changes. It feels human. It feels real. And that's when trust begins. Now, let's bring that into real life. In social settings, we do the same thing. We hide our vulnerability. We want to look confident, composed, interesting. We wear our I'm fine mask. But have you noticed that the people we feel closest to are the ones who dare to be a little imperfect? The ones who laugh at their own mistakes or admit, yeah, I was nervous too. That honesty breaks the ice faster than any perfect introduction ever could. So in negotiation, we call this strategy transparency. The art of sharing just enough truth to build trust. You don't need to overshare or make it happy. It's more like singing. It's more like saying, honesty, I wasn't sure how this conversation would go, but I'm glad we started. That kind of openness makes people exhale. They feel safe. And when people feel safe, they start to open up too. Here's something I've learned over time. Connection isn't built by showing your strength. It's built by showing your humanity. Because when you share something small, something real, it gives the other person permission to do the same. And that's when the wall between me and you slowly disappears. So if you want to deepen your circle, try this. Next time you talk to someone, instead of trying to impress them, tell a small truth, something simple, like, I was a little nervous to join this event, or I didn't expect to connect this easily. That one honest sentence can change the entire energy in the room. Because trust doesn't come from perfect or perfection. It comes from presence. And people don't fall in love with your highlight reel. They connect with your real life. All right, let's continue with two more music.
There's a hornet inside of the screen. Candelita's alone in a tree. There's a little light inside me. I'll ride in your passenger seat. There's a secret that floats on the breeze. The place calls out, don't you tell anyone about me.
Welcome back. And you, the first song we heard was The Little Light by Georgia Hammer. And the second song was called You by Coco Jones. And you know, in negotiation, people often ask, what's the secret to winning? But the best negotiators will tell you, it's not about winning, it's about learning. Every conversation teaches you something new about others and about yourself. And that's exactly what social connection is about. Every time you talk to someone, you're not just exchanging words, you're exchanging worlds. Think about it. Each person you meet holds a different map of life, different struggles, dreams, fears, values. And when you listen, really listen, you borrow a piece of their map. You start to see the world through a wider lens. And that's what growth looks like. It doesn't happen in isolation. It happens in interaction. Well, about this, I really wanted to share some of my personal experience about don't be isolated and go out networking when you needed to. Well, I'm from China. So in China, people really value connections and networking. So a lot of people share about how do they actively go out and reach out to people with or without purpose. Well, I would say if we just wanted to make friends, of course, we don't do it with clear purpose. However, a lot of time, I don't think if we wanted to expand our professional networks or connections, we probably do need to carry a purpose, and we do need to spend our time working on our own things and then go reach out to people and build that value and expand that value ground. However, I used to really work on my things in a very isolated situation. And I realized that wasn't gonna work because the information really flows through people and between people. So a lot of opportunities in my life that I had was really because I share about what I'm doing, what my thoughts and my confusions and my struggles. And then people would say, oh, actually I knew this person who has the experiences that might be helpful for you. I'm going to tell this person and see if you guys can connect. And that's really what works for me. So I would say, yeah, balance it. All right, so here we are talking about the connection. It isn't just about expanding your network, and it's about your expanding your capacity to understand, to see beauty in difference, to find comfort in vulnerability, to show up again and again with curiosity instead of fear. Because at the end of the day, every relationship, every negotiation, every moment of connection isn't about changing others. It's about discovering who you become when you open up. So as we close today, I want to leave you with this thought. Don't rush to grow your circle. Grow through it. Because the people you met today, they are not random. They are mirrors showing you the next version of yourself. And that is the most beautiful deal you will ever make. All right, so we will play another 2 to 3 songs, which is called By Myself by Coco Jones and Summer in December by Esha Tewan.
Being logical and then naive. Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Only me? Yeah, I heard that the end always comes in due time. In a story, there's only 2 sides. It's either we or me.
Used to think.